Welcome back. Well, the SACI Business Confidence Index has rebounded from a 34-year low in September, rising by 3.3 index points to 92.4. The boost in sentiment was largely supported by increased merchandise export volumes and new vehicle sales. The index is, however, still down from a year ago, but the organization says that this rise in confidence allows room for the implementation of proposals for economic restructuring. Richard Downing, Chief Economist at SACI, joins us on the line now with more detail. Thanks so much, Richard, for joining us this evening. So are you surprised, first of all, at the positive turn business sentiment has taken over this month?
Well, I think it was high time. You know, given the bad figure we saw in August, I think it's a good to see in September that actually there was a pickup in business confidence to some extent. And we must just remember we're looking at about at 13 sub-indices that represents the business sort of sentiment to some extent, and that's what we measured. And as you've mentioned, some of those indices were quite positive, and I think that drove the index a little bit up from where it was, below 90 to 92.4, and that is some good news and creates a sort of, we call it more rather, a window of opportunity that should be used to take the economy forward and to gain more momentum and gain traction on sort of this sentiment that is more positive.
I have to ask how much of a good thing it is, though, Richard, when, you know, some distinction needs to be made between the kind of progress we're seeing on a month-on-month basis versus things on an annual comparative.
I think that's very important that you mentioned that because, I mean, the annual figures are more fixed figures to some extent and give you an impression on where you are in terms of relative one year before. So, and as you've said, you know, we're still a little bit down on last year, but still, I mean, the fact that we could recover from that bad figure in August indicates to us that there is something happening that is moving the economy positive, and it's perhaps something more than actually what we only measure in terms of the business confidence. As I've said, the 13 indices is only part of the story. We must look at the economy in a more macro sense, and I think if we go there, you find that there's some other positive moves that could enhance the economy further and actually positively affect the business climate. And I think that is the important story about this. And the whole thing is about how are you going to handle this positive news to gain traction.
Absolutely, especially where there are so many risks that sit on the horizon, Richard. You know, we've got higher merchandise export volumes for one of the factors that's bolstered sentiment over this period. How much risk, you know, does that face moving forward, given the fact that we've got global growth concerns weighing and the continued trade talks threatening things, you know, the longer things take to get resolved?
Yeah, I think that there's always risk involved in this type of thing, and we can't just back on sort of this sentimental type of movements. We know the rand, for instance, that was positive this month. It could quickly switch if there's some speech again that doesn't sort of please business or whatever. And so it's very important that there's a lot of movement in terms of making this thing a more positive move in terms of the economy. I think one thing that we saw is in terms of the appointment of this Economic Advisory Council as part of this move and, of course, the proposals put forward by the Minister of Finance in terms of actually obvious things that must be done to this economy. But it seems like some partners doesn't actually like the way these things must be adjusted. But unfortunately, there's no other options left to some extent. So one will have to move on this, and therefore the medium-term budget coming up, mm-hmm. where the Minister of Finance will talk about the economy and the move forward, I think he would put forward these type of things, and hopefully we could see some movement there. We won't fix things in 1 month or 2 months, but at least we could put forward a sort of direction to the economy that would convince people, well, this is the way to go, and it sounds good, and let's go there. especially for investor confidence, that's very important.
And I was just going to go there because you talk about, needing to leverage off this uptick in confidence to implement proposals for South Africa's economic restructuring. We always have commentators point to the lack of confidence out there hindering an unleash of capital into this economy from an investment perspective. Have we hit the trough yet? Do you see the switch being flicked in tandem, or is it just too early to tell just yet?
I think some other positive news we received yesterday was actually the competitive report from the World Economic Forum, where we sort of improved our situation to some extent. But that's only part of the story. There's still some negatives that we must attend to. And that is one thing about investors. I mean, they look at the total picture that is put forward, like, for instance, by the World Economic Forum, where we were and where we are in relative to other countries, because you must remember, investors can sort of make a choice. But it's important to, first of all, convince your local investors, domestic investors, that we are going the right way. And then, of course, the foreign investors will follow. But this is a longer-term process. So we can actually improve the potential of the economy and the potential of economic growth, as we know about sub-Saharan Africa, where we saw actually growth being sort of revised downwards. And the same will apply to this. I've looked at 17 Southern African countries, and also there you see a similar type of situation, where the biggest economies of Africa, which is about 50% of that, is not performing well. And I think that is a critical issue, not only for South Africa, but also for the subcontinent of Africa, the southern part of the continent.
Absolutely. Let's leave it there, Richard. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That's Richard Downing, Chief Economist at SACI.